Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters. I think every day we will meet different people in different places. We might have a feeling that people have different character and personality. Many factors go into influencing personality, including genetics, environment, parenting, and social variables. Perhaps most importantly, it is the ongoing interaction of all these influences that continue to shape personality over time. Therefore, you will meet many people are quite stubborn, self-centered, and don't like to compromise themselves. Many people are impatient and don't want to wait, rush to do things. Many people like to hold a grudge. Many people are too proud so that they like to be praised. They like to stand at the front and to be seen that they are good. Many people are quite selfish. They don't concern others but themselves. They love themselves but not others. But many people have positive qualities and characteristics. They have good personality and characters. They are warm, friendly, clean, honest, loyal, trustworthy, dependable, open-minded, etc., etc. No matter people have bad character and personality, they have still goodness in them. And for many people who have many good characters and personalities, they also have their weaknesses. We are not perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. A question comes up. As we are a Christian now, we are God's disciple. We are a new creation. We have a new self. Are you still holding your old self? Even firmly, have you been transformed? So today's sermon is quite interesting. The question, just I have raised, have you been transformed? Before we listen to God's word, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, just thanks for giving us a chance to worship you and listen to your word. May your Holy Spirit guide us to help us to understand your teaching today and remember it in our heart. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. In this verse, the most important words in this are the word in Christ. To be in Christ means to have faith in him, to obey him, to love him, to know him personally, and to make him the Lord of one's life. If we are in Christ, Christ will be in us. And through his Holy Spirit living within us, we shall become new creation. In Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 9, reminded us that before we receive a new heart, our old heart, sinful heart, must be removed. But to be a new creation, we must be in Christ. And if we are new creation in Christ, that means all our old sinful desires and habits must be gone afterwards. Unless our old self has gone, our new self hasn't come. So if our lives are filled with our old sins and old habits, of course not the good habits, how can we say that we are a new creation? So we need God to come into our lives. He changed just us and over us fulfill and his promises and also the purposes. The resulting transformation is visible. So that means we can see it. He changes us completely. God did exactly for us. God did it with Saul. I think you know who's Saul. It actually written in Acts chapter 9. That Saul is Apostle Paul later. So who, that Saul, had strongly opposed and persecuted the church before God met him and transformed him. And he changed permanently it from inside out. He became an apostle and spread the gospel and built up different churches in different places. He completely showed his transformation. But for us, how can we show that we have been transformed? If we have been transformed, we can show that we surrender to God. The word surrender is a better word, a better term. It implies giving up all rights to the conqueror. When an opposing army surrenders, they lay down their arms, and the winners take control from then on. Surrendering to God is the same. Of course, there is a different level of surrender. It just depends on our relationship with God. So I know a couple who's very surrender, I think, to God. He's called Andy Saunders, who was previously the minister at the Hope Baptist Church in Plymouth for 18 years. I have been that church for, I think, over a year. So I know Andy Saunders. His wife, Jenny, is a counselor with the NHS working in GP's surgeries. But then they have a calling from God. They left their own job. Now they are serving with the BMS World Mission in Kathmandu, Nepal. And he helps to train Nepali church leaders at the Nepal Baptist Bible College, where he teaches most Old Testaments. But his wife, Jenny is researching counseling supervision and working with the Elijah Counseling and Training Center to develop its counseling work. They have given up the life in the UK. They're willing to stay in Naples. And they are very committed the lives to God, and they surrender to God as well. So they are a very good example of presenting the whole body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing God. As we are a new creation, we should seek a renewed mind. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. So renewing means to replace. So we need to replace the old habit and our old mind. And another, renewing of your mind means replacing the old way of thinking with a new way. And renewing your mind with the Word of God means to replace the old way of thinking with what the Bible says. So we must be willing to give up the things that we are keeping us from going deeper in our relationship with God. If we want to renew our mind, it is important to understand God's word. The Bible is God's manual for us. It is a guide that helps us to be successful in this world if we follow it. So we need to study it. So we have to read it every day. So going to the church is not enough. We have to study the word of God every single day. Meditate on it and do everything it says. So little by little, the word of God will start transforming the way we think and the way we act. If we have been transformed, we will draw near to God. And at the same time, God will draw near to us. So if we want to build up the relationship with God, then we must spend time with Him. For example, if you have a friend, you have to spend time with your friends, and then you will know your friends better. So in the same way, when we study the Bible more, we will know our God better and more. So we need to take time to build up the relationship with God by reading His word. And if we have been transformed, another way we will show, that means we will have more intention of sharing gospel to the people around us. Taking them, if we meet any people who are non-believers, we are really keen to speak the gospel to that person. We will talk about the new life and the forgiveness of God and share what Jesus has done for us. So many people might bring people in the church to the church, or maybe they might introduce our church to some people, but actually we need to do more outreach work instead of bringing people in. Because when you say to your friend who's the non-believer, I don't think they are willing to come to the church with you. So in that case, we need to approach to them instead of bringing them into the church. Of course, if they are willing to come with us to the church, that's absolutely fine. But if they don't, and then we can go out to do more outreach work, do more visiting, do more outreach, and then approach to them. I met, a lot of outreach work we can do. I'm not quite sure other church, but as I know, I've been in other churches, and I saw some of our church members, they are doing some brilliant job. They went out to speak gospel to the homeless. They are the street pastor. So they went out at night, especially at night, in the evening, and they will walk on the street, walk on the road, and then find the homeless people and then talk to them. And that's one kind of outreach work we can do. And also, you can run a seminar, maybe a meeting, at school. As I know, in our Peerless Church in Peterborough, we have a sister who was working in the mission organization, and he always went to the primary school every week and speak gospel to the children in the seminar. And also we can run the event outside the church, maybe in a big garden, maybe a big park, or maybe you can run the event in the hospital or other places. But I met a retired vicar yesterday when I was joined to our 50 years anniversary in Trinity College. So I met a retired vicar who's the waterway chaplain, and she's speak gospel to the people who are on the boat or maybe walking around the canal, the waterway, and she just speak gospel to the people who need. And at the same time, she can enjoy the walk. So that's really, really good. And she can bring the gospel to the people who need. Just tell them God's salvation. And also, if we have been transformed, we need to love one another. So I think the Bible always reminds us to love one another. But how you love one another? And in the in Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 10, it says, love must be sincere. In that case, if we love our brothers and sisters, we have to love from our bottom of our heart, not just outside, just like pretend to love others, but actually we might not really love each other. So we need to love the person sincerely and from our spirit, from our bottom of our heart. So we, and also we have to respect our brothers and sisters. If we say, oh, we love our brothers and sisters, if we don't respect them, how can we say we love them? So that means we need to respect their opinion, we respect what they are saying, and we respect their idea, something like that. So just like Paul also said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, verse 3, be humble. So in that case, if we always be humble ourselves, and then we will respect our brothers and sisters, and we will think of them, they are better than us. So be humble ourselves is a very important element of loving others. And also when we have been transformed, we have to live holy or righteously. So in doing so, it helps to know what the transformed life looks like. So like the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, Paul reminded us, do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. So in addition, today's sermon reminds us that we are a Christian, we are a new creation, we are completely different. And we need to get rid of our old self. We need to, our old self should be nailed on the cross. And we live with our new spiritual self. So we have been transformed by God. So in that case, we need to react. We need to live with that in our daily life. So we need to show we renew our mind. We need to show we surrender to our God. And we need to develop our relationship with God. And we're keen to speak gospel, to do a God's mission to people around us. So we also need to love one another, especially our brother and sister at church. And lastly, we have to be a witness of God by living the holy life. So ask yourself, have you been transformed? So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for having an opportunity for us to listen your sermon, teaching us how to be transformed. May your Holy Spirit touch our hearts. Help us to know which area that we need to be transformed, and help us to accept our weaknesses, and also help make God, you transform us to be a better person, and also we will be more Christ-likeness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
All right, let us rise. God so loved.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life. I shall hold to the cross, I shall hold to God alone, for his love has salvaged me. For his love has set me free. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life. I shall wait upon the Lord. I shall wait upon his word. By his grace I am released. By his grace I am redeemed. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life. By his precious blood I have been set free, for the glory of Jesus' name. I surrender all now to Christ alone. In Jesus I am saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life. Oh, they shall have eternal life.
You may sit. Let's pray. God of all goodness and grace, receive the gifts we offer and grant that our whole life may give you glory and praise. May this offering extend the work of your kingdom in your church, your community, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stay standing for the benediction delivered by Pastor Miranda.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you, Pastor Miranda, for coming to preach to us this evening. I have many flaws in my life, but God daily helps me to change these flaws and to become the person that he desires me to be. Happy to be encouraged to transform, getting rid of things that slow us down, especially things that distract us, so that we can run the race of what lies ahead of us. As we're drawing near to the end of our worship, thank you, brothers and sisters. And bless you all. Well, look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you.